The Out of Africa theory holds that modern humans emerged from the continent some 50,000 years ago, replacing more primitive species, including Neanderthals, that existed on different continents. The alternative theory, called the multi-regional hypothesis, is that modern humans evolved from primitive species in many places around the world. But in the 1990s, the multi-regional hypothesis was largely discredited by the advent of genetic testing. Still, biologist Andrea Monica of Cambridge University in England says there are anthropologists who believe in the multi-regional theory. She says that's because of differences in the appearance or morphology of primitive human skulls that have been uncovered on different continents.
What we did, which I think really in a way brings the whole discussion slightly to a close, is actually to look at genetics and skull morphometrics at the same time with a single sort of framework, and actually show that if you ask the question explicitly, do we come from Africa, then the answer is yes, no matter whether you look at genetics or whether you look at morphometrics.
Monica and colleagues measured 4,500 ancient human skulls from more than 100 populations around the world. She says the size and shape of the skulls were compared to those unearthed in Africa, which she says has a very diverse population.
You find, for example, in terms of skulls, quite a lot of variability on the traits, you know, how broad faces are and how narrow and how deep and so on.
The investigators discovered that the greater the distance from Africa, the less variability there was among the skulls.
So if you take African skulls from a population in Africa, there is lots of variability. If you go to Europe, there is a little bit less. If you go to Asia, it's going further down. If you go then to North America, it goes further down. And South America is really the most homogeneous in a way of set of populations.
Monica says that the modern humans who left Africa were far less diverse than the human ancestors who remained behind, and those that traveled furthest afield were physically even less diverse, contributing to more physical uniformity on the continents where they settled. The study of the origins of modern humans appears in the current issue of the journal Nature. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.